T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Other sounds of 2020, and this is something that I think the Rangers need to, like, just make a full-on deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Joey Gallo was mic'd up during one of the games, July 18th, right?
Yeah, one of the preseason games.
Yeah, one of the preseason games, and it's just fun. I love hearing, like, the guys on the field. Listen to this.
Everybody's watching on the camera. That's why he can't.
I haven't even watching the game. He's definitely looking at golf videos.
Baseball? Who's writing on your wall? Hopefully I get some action out here.
Are you mic'd up?
Yeah.
Hot mic.
Played like 5 games so far. I've caught 1 ball. At this point, I'm just doing yoga out here. Might bring a mat out next game.
I think that's hilarious.
That is so funny.
Like,
I
you
love
just
it.
Wonder sometimes what they're talking about out there on the field.
Oh, yeah, especially in the outfield when you're just by yourself.
I know. I assume that they just do nothing but toot out there. Is that a random thought?
Like, the microphone would have picked that up.
That's what I'm saying, which I think would have been hilarious.
Release the behind-the-scenes audio.
That's what I want. I want, like, the uncut, unedited version, like, that we can get on, like, MLB.com or something.
Yeah. It's funny,
no
though.
No beeps, no nothing.
I think they should do this in every game. I mean, there's no fans right now.
Right.
So this is a great way to get more viewers, you know,
on TV. It definitely would make the game a little more interesting.
It really would.
They did this during the All-Star game last year, a couple years ago, and it was hilarious. Just seeing guys talk and just be normal during a game.
I love it.
And they're talking about stuff that has nothing to do with baseball.
No.
He's over there watching golf videos right now. During the midst of a game, right?
Are you in Facebook?
Yeah.
He makes it sound like their job's so easy. Like, I can just go watch golf videos.
Okay, here's a question. 214-787-1987. Back when you actually went into an office, what was your distraction that you enjoyed the most at work?
Ooh.
Like, what's your favorite thing that you do while at work that is not work related, besides like Facebook and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What was you guys saying this for y'all?
Like a few years ago, I used to play Bejeweled a lot.
Bejeweled?
Was that before Miles in the Morning?
Yes.
Started? Okay.
I'll admit.
Okay. Words with Friends over there.
Yeah.
Champion.
That is so bad. World record holder.
What about you, Lucky?
I would take a couple laps whenever I'd go get coffee.
Yeah.
Just see what the haps are with everybody.
Yeah.
Or especially before people came into the office, I'd go touch all their things and stuff.
Or move stuff around when they, like, because then they come to their desk and they're like, wait, where's the...
Rummage through the candy bowl that was always out. Yeah, and that was me.
And now we don't get to do that
stuff. I know.
There's no candy anywhere.
Oh, like, I miss those days. Mm-hmm. What about you?
For me, I would just go. I still do this now. I'll just walk over to the break room. Just to see what's in there.
Just to see what's happening.
Yeah. Like, I'll stand there and stare at the candy machine and never get anything out of there. Okay?
And maybe if you look away, you got to turn back because maybe it'll change.
It might.
And then sometimes I just go pee.
Like, just to go pee.
Just to
break up the monotony of it. Yeah, because it's like, sometimes you get a little bored just sitting in here. Yeah.
I'm like, what are you? What's that? Go pee.
Yeah. All
right, 214-787-1987. What is your favorite at work distraction? Should we mic up all sports?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no fans right now. I just want to hear what they're saying out there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
None of it has to do with the actual sport or game whatsoever.
It's just their job.
Yeah.
So they just go through the motions and they are great at it.
There's a lot of water cooler talk out there.
Well, I know. It's really funny. I mean, you start hearing all the... This was Joey Gallo a few weeks ago at a preseason game when they had him mic'd.
Everybody's watching on the camera. That's why he can't...
I haven't even watched the game. Looking at golf videos.
Yeah. Well, in the midst of a game, working on the swing. I love it.
At least it's sports.
Right?
So, Does that count? Of the same one. I think so.
All right. So if athletes are distracted during an actual game, these are professional athletes making millions of dollars a year.
Yeah.
What distracts you at work?
Yeah.
214-787-1987. Good morning. Go ahead.
I am.
All right. What is yours?
I'm not going to give you my name because anybody that knows me will already know it's me.
Ooh, it's a good one.
I love it. Anonymous.
I have a pretend microphone at my desk. Long story for that. But okay. Anyway, I work in sales. I cold call for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And I will just get my pretend microphone and at random walk up to people when they're not on the phone and say, so, how long have you been in the porn industry? You would be amazed at the answers. Some of them are like, oh, my God, I don't even know how to answer this. And some people are like, well.
Honestly?
I started at the age of 16.
Right, yeah.
And they just go, it's hysterical.
That is greatness.
I was spotted at the mall one day.
At random. We've done things like go and sing the national anthem in the middle of the floor. We have dance-offs. We go play air hockey, ping pong.
So let's go around the room here real quick. Rebecca?
Yeah?
How did you get started in the porn industry?
Well, at the ripe old age of 21.
Okay. At least
I was
legal.
Considered haggard then.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
But you know, there's a type for everybody. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, at least you were legal. Yeah. So there you go. Right.
Lucky? How about you?
I began posting videos online, but then Facebook and my family page told me to keep taking them down. So I decided to transition to a career. I have to pay people to watch my videos, but you know, hopefully one day we'll get there.
Mine all started when I was working in Waco, Texas at a radio station down there. We were having a ratings party, and me and another gentleman decided to streak through the parking lot, and that's when I was spotted by a producer and said, hey, you've got talent.
Did you trip?
I did. Yeah.
Not you.
Busted my face.
We've also gone and wasted all the sticky notes in the supply cabinet by covering one of our boss's cars with sticky notes.
I have always wanted to do that, and nobody ever wants to do it with me.
I want to come work with you.
I know.
You sound fun.
If you ever need a job, we're not hiring, but we'll let you come hang out with us.
Hey, if I ever just decide to take a random day off, I've taken one day off this year. So if I take a day off, I may come hang out.
We need somebody like her in every office in America.
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody just has fun.
Yeah. We have too many sticky notes. We have no idea what to do with them here.
Exactly. Just write random stuff on them. Everybody writes a little note to their boss and sticks it on their car.
Yeah.
I don't know if the boss would like that.
No.
But, you know. 214-787-1987. What is your at work distraction that you miss now? At this point now that you miss. It's 98.7 K-Love with Miles in the Morning.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.